KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have fog, and it's 51 degrees. We do look for patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today, with a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Red Oak have arrested a man on an arson charge. 38-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2 p.m. Tuesday in the area of A Street and 2nd Avenue in Red Oak. Reinhardt was charged with arson in the second degree and held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $10,000 bond. Authorities in Adams County said Tuesday that at around 1 p.m. that day, the sheriff's office took a report of a maroon car or SUV stopping near the intersection of 10th Street and Adams at around noon on Tuesday. The reporting party said a male and female attempted to get a female child into their vehicle. The child said no and walked away. Later, it was reported that the female child said the female from the vehicle told her to have some crushed Smarties candies, but the child stated it was white in color and refused. The alleged incident remains under investigation. Officials at the Harlan Municipal Utilities Water Plant said Tuesday that the plant is on track to set a record for gallons produced in a month, and they're asking customers to implement voluntary water conservation over the next couple of days. Doug Hammer from HMU said, "We've seen a large demand for water this month. The water plant has been running at full capacity for most of August." Hammer said, "We've been able to keep up with demand, but we're asking our customers to please implement some voluntary conservation and refrain from watering yards or gardens over the next couple of days to give us a chance to catch up and replenish the clear wells and water towers. There's been no compromise to quality," he said. "We just need a little breathing room this week, so if customers could cut back just a little, it would help us out." Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes on Tuesday updated our previously mentioned list of candidates whose names will appear on the ballot for the November general election. The latest addition is Cheryl Christensen, who is an incumbent running for Union Township Clerk. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports a woman from Red Oak was injured during a single vehicle accident Monday afternoon. 21-year-old Priscilla Marie Klein complained of pain and was transported by Clarinda ambulance to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital to be treated for unknown injuries. Deputies were dispatched to the scene at Highway 71 just south of Montgomery Page Street at around 2:50 p.m. Monday. Their investigation determined that Klein was northbound on Highway 71 when she lost control of her vehicle, which entered the east ditch. The vehicle continued in the ditch for a short distance before coming to rest. It sustained no apparent damage. Klein was cited for failure to maintain control and no proof of insurance accident related. The Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, Iowa State Patrol, Clarinda Ambulance Service, Villisca Fire and Rescue, and the Red Oak Fire Department. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Tuesday announced that 49 Iowa school districts and schools will receive money from a new $1 million fund to build their computer science teacher workforce. The funding is part of a broader effort to expand computer science education in schools across the state. The effort is in line with the Future Ready Iowa initiative, which is about preparing more Iowans for rewarding high-demand jobs and getting employers the skilled workers they need. Among the school districts locally was Hamburg, Nottoway Valley, and West Central Valley. Schools will use the incentive fund to pay for professional learning or university coursework for teaching endorsements in computer science. The new Computer Science Professional Development Incentive Fund, along with the new voluntary statewide computer science standards, was established as part of a 2017 bill that encourages high-quality computer science instruction in every elementary, middle, and high school. The incentive fund, announced in June, drew 29 applications representing 49 public school districts and non-public schools in urban, rural, and suburban parts of the state. One application represented a team of rural elementary, middle, and high schools within the Keystone Area Education Agency in Northeast Iowa. All 49 schools in district will receive funding to pay for a range of teacher preparation, including courses for teaching endorsements and intensive training, conferences, and professional learning programs that prepare educators to provide high-quality instruction in computer science. Award recipients will report on their progress by the end of the 2018-19 school year. Iowa legislators set aside $500,000 for the incentive fund. The rest of the money will come from a 2007 settlement of an Iowa class action antitrust lawsuit filed against Microsoft Corporation. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of Iowans who had bought the company's programs at allegedly inflated prices, and the settlement agreement including setting aside a portion of the unclaimed money for technology in Iowa schools. In our funeral announcements, Laverne Robert Bald, age 73, of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Regional Hospital. Funeral services for Laverne Bald will be held today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church at the House Barn Heritage Park near Manning. The Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home has arrangements. Dean Archer, age 91, of Orient, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dean Archer will be held Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Kimberly Erickson, age 54, of Lewis, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Kim Erickson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Reek and Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Robert Bob Larson, age 68, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Bob Larson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Gerald Catholic Church in Omaha. Hefe Hoffman Dworick and Cutler Funeral Home in Omaha has the arrangements. Earl Jarnigan, age 82, of Panora, died August 16th at his home. A visitation for Earl Jarnigan will be tomorrow from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Adam Nelson, age 38, of Polk City, a native of Atlantic, died August 16th. Funeral services for Adam Nelson will be held at noon Friday at the Lutheran Church of Hope in Ankeny. Hamilton's Funeral Home of West Des Moines has arrangements. Phil Chintz, age 86, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. A prayer service for Phil Chintz will be held Friday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Violet Fiscus, age 96, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Violet Fiscus will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Kirkman. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Barbara J. Madsen, age 87, of Audubon, died August 16th at the Exira Care Center. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Barbara Madsen will be held Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Joyce Peterson, age 82, of Atlantic, died August 18th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Joyce Peterson will be on Monday at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.